Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in, Upstate. It is a Thursday edition of Straight Up with Sturgeon. Diesel's back at the studio. Greatness is involved today as we're here at V's Barbershop on Stone Avenue. And listen, this place is cool. Not because I'm here, not because Courtney's here and Kristen and everybody else. Dude, if you're looking for a real men's barbershop, we've got the answer for you. Now, Diesel, do you remember a couple of – we'll talk with Ken and Jen here in a little bit. We got a fun show coming up. A guy by the name of Chris Smith's going to come join us. We're going to share what the St. Patrick's Day parade on Sunday is now going to represent. I was actually at her funeral this morning, and then let him ask his Le'Veon Bell question of the day. At 5:02, we're going to talk with our buddy Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers. As you know, the big announcement comes down yesterday. It will truly be the Carolina Panthers. Plus, we've been wondering about what they were going to do in free agency. The Panthers make a couple of moves today. And then finally, at the top of the 6 p.m. hour, we'll catch in with Gary McDaniel from Clemson Sports News. We've got, you know, whether Clemson has any hopes of an NCAA tournament bid, that can be your decision. I personally don't think it's the case. Others can say, listen, the bubble is so bad, Diesel, that Clemson is officially not eliminated yet. I mean, Ohio State knocks out Indiana in the Big Ten tournament. That now eliminate. So the thing is when the bubble is brought to you by Charmin, guess what? You still have a chance, I guess. So, again, that's what we're going to bring up on the show today. Plus, it's National Pie Day. We'll get Diesel's favorite pies, but you can come by V's Barbershop here on Stone Avenue. We got Papa John's Pizza. Come by and join us. Get a haircut. Remember, V's is the sponsor of our upcoming NCAA Tournament Bracket Challenge. And, dude, we got prizes after every round overall, killer prizes. And you can go get registered. You can make your picks starting Sunday when the brackets are announced. So a lot of different things that we're going to get into today. Looking forward to it. We'll open up the phone lines here in the next segment at 844-GSP-ESPN. But, Diesel, you doing all right? Listen. This is your spot here. You know, you call me an old man. You're the young little fat dude. This is a true barbershop here. You can come in, get treated well. I was laughing about Mark Ryan. You remember the story with his haircut experience a couple of weeks ago? This is the home of fixing $8 to $15 haircuts when you run into that situation. So yeah, we'll get with Ken and Jen later on.
Yeah, I think Mark got his hair cut by a suck cut. You remember from Wayne's World, yes, when the guy invented the suck cut? It sucks while it cuts. And that's how Mark got his hair cut the last time.
What was it called back in the day? Flobie, which looked like a garage vacuum, you know what I mean? And again, it cut while it sucked. You know, basically, sometimes you pay that cheap of a haircut, it's going to suck regardless of what it does. So come here, number one. Don't make a mistake. But number two, if you do, come here and get it fixed. They'll take great care of you. Plus, Diesel, you can sit back here. They've got some Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Yingling, Miller Lite. Dude, this place is cool. It almost feels like a cross between a barber shop and a cool bar. Why? Because I'm sitting at a bar right here set up. So y'all come by, check us out, and get registered, and we'll tell you more about it. Of course, when we're off the air at 7 o'clock, we are going to go up to Charlotte for ACC tournament action. We can let you know that the Virginia Cavaliers exercised the demons from their soul. And by that, I mean, remember, I was part of that 16-1 upset in the NCAA tournament last year with Maryland Baltimore County. It felt that way. It looked like in the first half, Diesel, that Virginia was stuck at what happened in March last year. But they come back and blow out NC State in the second half, and they move on to tomorrow. So we'll get you updated. South Carolina will get started tomorrow night about 7 o'clock in the SEC tournament over in Nashville. And, of course, you know, we got updated scores in everything else. Also, Clemson with a big baseball win last night, 8-5 over Coastal Carolina. The Tigers have quietly improved after dropping 2 of 3 to the Gamecocks a couple of weeks ago with 5 consecutive wins to 13-3. Of course, Coastal Carolina was ranked number 11 in the country when they came in. And then, of course, a lot of big news coming out of Clemson today with Pro Day, Diesel. You know, back in the day, you just stop and think about it. Like, kind of what was happening to me is I came down here to V's Barbershop. Or, you know, there's an – every time I've turned around in my life here in Greenville, there is a new area going through a complete rephasing, if you will. And here on Stone Avenue, the bottom of Wade Hampton Boulevard, coming in, the same thing going on. Well, you know, Pro Day at Clemson a decade ago, I mean, they didn't have an indoor facility when C.J. Spiller was running, things of that nature. Today, every single team in the NFL represented at the indoor practice facility. And just to let you know, it wasn't – do you remember the defensive linemen, you know, Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant dressing up for Halloween last year as the Power Rangers? You remember that, Diesel? A lot of people are like, really? They all wore their Power Rangers headbands in different colors today at Pro Day. So you got to love that kind of thing. You know what I mean? It all kind of came out in jest last year, and they carry it over to their final thing with Clemson University today, which was Pro Day. I thought that was kind of cool, man, when all things are said and done. So, you know, anything catch your attention right now? There was something that I found out a little bit ago, Diesel, that I forgot about. Did you realize the Players' Championship is going on in Ponte Vedra, Florida right now? Because the first day got started. We'll keep you up to date. Remember, this is the new year of this PGA golf schedule. And I'm sitting here on March 14th thinking, wow, this doesn't look right. Yep, well, guess what? The Players' Championship began today, and it's always one of my favorite tournaments because – Diesel, do you know anything about Sawgrass, the TPC tournament that they play the players on? There's one thing that is just grossly popular. Everybody knows about that course. You're trying to get into the game of golf. Do you know what I'm referring to?
It's the island hole on, what, 14 mm-hmm. or 15?
Number 17.
17.
Yep. Yep, an island green. Pete Dye was – I love these kind of stories. Pete Dye was the architect of that course, and they're walking through there toward the final, and he did not like that hole. And, of course, they had kind of run out of ground, if you will, run out of territory. And what can you do at this point to change things up? It was actually Pete Dye's wife that suggested the island green there. You know what I mean? That is what that course will be forever known as. And here was all that work put in, and his wife goes, why don't you make an island green out there? And, of course, that's what it's known for to this day. That's why you marry a good woman, so they can keep you in check, no doubt about it. All right, again, let's give you some updates when it comes to the conference tournament action right now. Of course, the Florida Gators get a big win over the Arkansas Razorbacks, and that's one of those teams that the Clemson Tigers, if they have any chance of making it into a NCAA tournament, which I just don't think so at 19-13, but some people are saying there's still like a 50% chance. I thought it was maybe round 10 when they dropped that game to NC State yesterday. So, again, we'll see. And, of course, nobody will know until Sunday. But earlier today at the ACC tournament, of course, Virginia gets a big win over NC State. Again, it was close at halftime. Virginia comes back and blows them out in the second half, goes on and wins by about 20 points. Also, right now in action in Charlotte, you've got Virginia Tech and Florida State. It's the beginning of the second half. Florida State has a one-point lead, the 12th-ranked Seminoles, on the 16th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies. And also, we mentioned earlier, Virginia wins. Tonight, Zion Williamson returns, Diesel. It has been confirmed as Syracuse, who gets the win last night over Pittsburgh, they will play at 9 p.m. against the Duke Blue Devils with the return of Zion Williamson. Of course, everybody going to be watching that as well. So, again, they're getting today. They got started in Nashville last night, and of course Texas A&M won. They'll move on to face Mississippi State tonight. Also, Missouri won as well, and of course South Carolina does doesn't get underway until the evening contest bracket part. 7 o'clock tonight, Alabama faces Ole Miss in Nashville. So it's that time the Power 5 conferences take over, and it is the fear of our teams like at Furman and Wofford and everywhere else, because out of sight, out of mind can be a big thing. Also, Florida gets a 16-point win over Arkansas earlier today. But Diesel, here's the deal. When we come back, we will open up the phone lines. College basketball. Number one, you know, your thoughts on the Clemson collapse yesterday, Brad Brunell. Also, I'm hearing a little rumor that Jim Larrañaga, the head coach at the University of Miami, may be hanging it up. And if that's the case, you know the first call that the Miami Hurricanes are going to make when it comes to a potential coaching search, and that might be right up to Columbia, South Carolina, to gauge the interest of Frank Martin, an old Miami high school coach from back in the day. Would that upset South Carolina fans? Because, again, just 2 years removed from a surprise run to the Final Four. Also, when we come back, a quick moment. It's a Sturgis High Horses moment, and it's not necessarily sports related. It is about what is best here in the South. And guess what? It's not just Southern College football. But phone lines are open. Again, we're live here at V's Barbershop. You cannot go wrong. It is an authentic barbershop in every respect. It has got, I mean, it's a cross between a killer barbershop and a bar. They always offer a discount for police, fire, military, and servicemen. You got all your shaving products right here. It's literally a one-stop shop for everything. They use old-fashioned hot towels. You can get the hot lather, straight edge, shaves, professional shoe shines. You got flat-screen TVs here in the bar and in this strip shopping center. The anchor right next door, Moe's Barbecue. They moved down here, and, of course, you can't go wrong. You also got Coffee on Stone Avenue, which is a sister or cousin of Coffee Underground downtown, and, of course, a brewery right here in this shopping center at Stone Avenue. So come by, get a haircut, get registered for our bracket contest, Diesel, and, of course, you can have some Papa John's pizza as well. And, again, right here on Stone Avenue. And you can go check them out online, everything. It's a guy thing at V Bar. Barbershop.com. But open phones when we come back, 844-GSP-ESPN, a quick high horse moment. And then at 437, we'll be joined by Chris Smith for a minute as well. Welcome back in. We're live. V's Barbershop, 109 West Stone Avenue. Come in. It's the strip shopping center. Moe's Barbecue next door, not to mention Coffee on Stone Avenue, Nine Round, bunch of different things. We've got Papa John's Pizza. We got stuff set outside. Come by and join V's Barbershop, the sponsor of our ESPN Bracket Challenge, Diesel. And as you well know, people can already go and get registered at ESPNUpstate.com. You must pick all the way through, but you can't start your picks until Sunday night once we have a bracket release. So make sure you get that checked out. And we're so thankful, Ken and Jen and everybody down here at V's. And listen, Diesel, I've got the coolest head of hair here. Diesel could always use a haircut, and this is his spot. But Diesel, real quickly, you know, I want to get something off my chest real quick. And go ahead. There's only one way to do it when we do it, right? And you have now said, I've got a thing to do when I want to get up on my high horse. Hit it, bud.
Never at a loss for things to gripe about. Taking the moral high ground even when he's dead wrong.
Oops, must have lost
on your mark.
Sorry about that. But you know, right now we got a really hot button situation going on here in our country. Politics is ruining everything. You know, you're either a Republican or a Democrat, and if you don't agree with the way I do, then shame on you. There's something wrong with you. You know what? I just went through a situation here in the last not even 24 hours that brought out the best of what not this country can be, but especially what the South is. And we'll talk about it a little bit in the next segment. But, you know, Monday I shared the information. A very close and dear friend of ours was run over and then killed in downtown Greenville at 8 o'clock. She was run over at 8:20 on Friday night. Jenny Byrne went to her visitation last night, Diesel, an hour and 45 minutes of weaving through at McAfee Funeral Home on Main Street, and then her service this morning, which was a celebration of life the way it should be when somebody is 79 years old. Everybody came together. Nobody talked politics. Nobody talked college football. Nobody talked any of that stuff. You know what? Still gives me hope for this country that people will come together and do the right thing instead of being so pissed off about everything. Still gives me hope that no matter what side of the aisle, what your beliefs are, or anything else, guess what? People came together for the right reasons for a tragedy, and that's what this should be about, not a bunch of loudmouths on social media trying to tear everything down. As sad as it was, I feel so much better about where we can head when everybody comes together. And listen, sometimes those hot-button topics can be politics, football, whatever. None of that stuff went on. We celebrated the life of Jenny Byrne. I got to see a friend of mine, her son Chris Byrne, that lives outside in Centerville, Virginia, outside D.C. now. I felt so much better about where we're headed. You can do the same thing. It's better to be part of the process than to bitch about everything else. And that's my high horse moment. It's not even sports related. It was seeing the best of what the United States of America had to offer in what was a really, really tragic situation. So, Diesel, you know what? The South shall rise again. I don't mean it in that way. Nobody retires up north. It was just listen, if the rest of the country can come together like the South does when a tragedy takes place, we will all be better for it. All right, that's my high horse moment. And, again, sorry, to the Byrne family and everybody else, a lot of people that have been affected by this tragedy, including the guy that's in jail right now. But, college basketball rules the day. Diesel, I'm happy. Last year, you know what, sometimes you got to move forward and change things up. And the bad part about it is you don't know if it's going to work or not. Well, the NCAA selection show on Sunday will revert back to previous forms versus the way they did it last year, and we are a whole lot better for it. So in Charlotte right now, Florida State leads Virginia Tech 33-25. Virginia won by 20 over NC State. Louisville and North Carolina get together in the 7 p.m. contest. And, yes, Zion is back at 9 p.m. when Syracuse, who got their 20th win of the season last night, faces Duke in the nightcap. Of course, those will be primetime semifinal games in Charlotte, but we will head straight into that coverage once we're done here at B's Barbershop at 7 o'clock. Also, at halftime in Nashville right now, Auburn has a 32-30 lead on Missouri. Earlier today, Florida beats Arkansas 66-50. Alabama gets a game against Ole Miss at 7 p.m. tonight. And finally, Texas A&M and Mississippi State wrap it up. But, Diesel, what do you make of Will Wade's comments? Earlier today, I think I have seen it all right? If anybody doesn't know, Will Wade is the now suspended LSU head coach. LSU went ahead and put him on an indefinite suspension last week after it came out that they got him on tape. You know what I mean? Talking about this situation that has come up. And, of course, when he went and met with his athletic director and the president of the school the other day, he decided it was not in his best interest to answer any questions. That's the advice of his lawyer. Well, LSU responded and said, we pay your salary. Guess what? You're suspended. And that's what it came down to. Well, Will Wade put out an announcement earlier today that I think is a bunch of horse garbage, all right? Said, quote, "Last week when the university decided to place me on administrative leave, I accepted the decision without complaint as I knew that they wanted time to reflect on the flurry of media reports. With the benefit of a week to consider the circumstances, I believe university officials should allow me to resume my duties." He goes on to say, declining to be interviewed was a difficult decision for me, as I would like to fully cooperate with all parties, particularly LSU. To be clear, however, all I've done is follow the prudent advice of my counsel to exercise my constitutional rights to due process. Given these facts, I don't believe it's appropriate for me to be relieved of my duties. Can I say I just threw up a little bit in my mouth when I read that statement? Because let's think, LSU, Clemson, South Carolina, you name the company, you have bosses to report to, all right? It's just the way it is. How would it work out for us, Diesel, if we walked into either one of our main two bosses' office at Intercom and they ask us questions and we go, on the advice of my counsel, I'm not going to discuss this?
Didn't you ever see Chappelle's show, Sturge? I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. One, two, three, four, fifth.
Not one, not two. You remember? I know. Trust me. But why does this guy now think after, you know, sometimes it doesn't mean he lied to his bosses, but lying by omission, you know what I mean? I'm not going to talk about it. Well, guess what? His bosses have the right at this point until they dot the I's and cross the T's to hold Will Wade out. He is not a victim here. He's knee-deep in it. He accepted it. And now, with a week to reflect on it, I don't think this is the appropriate move. The appropriate move would have been not getting knee-deep in this to begin with. But do you feel like Will Wade is some kind of victim here, Diesel? Because I don't. You know, I just keep coming back to the simple point in life that you have bosses to answer to, and if they ask you questions and you decide not to answer, then you lay down on the mercy of their sword and nobody else's, not the fan base, not the players, anything else. You lay on the mercy of your own bosses. So, again, it's going to be interesting. I have no sympathy for the guy. You accepted it, and now you want to go back out there and coach. If you do that, I think you better come clean with your bosses and see what the end result's going to be, because I really, really don't think you got a leg to stand on in this point until your boss has got to be able to go out in the public and defend you appropriately. You know what I mean? And until they know what the answers are, nobody can defend you appropriately. So I think Will Wade is fighting a battle that, quite frankly, he shouldn't. And, you know, right now, it's kind of like Jussie Smollett from back in the day. Realize a month ago is now back in the day. Don't go out there and fight this thing. Go out there and keep your mouth shut. Go disappear to an island in the Caribbean. Go be contrite. Know that you made a little bit of a mistake. And then maybe 2 years from now, come back and nobody's going to remember any of this stuff. You know what I mean? But if you go fight this publicly right now, it'll be the end of your career as it is moving forward. So, again, I have no sympathy for Will Wade. We'll take your thoughts at 844-GSP-ESPN. But coming up here on the other side, Diesel, I got a buddy of mine that's going to join me. His name's Chris Smith. He is an unabashed Ohio State fan. He and Corey, my buddies from where we hang out at the time, from time to time, Diesel. Yes, they are sick Ohio State University fans, but Chris is involved with the St. Patrick's Day parade here in downtown Greenville. We're going to tell you a little bit about that. And then number two, he's a unabashed New York Jets fan. We're going to throw him under the bus with the Le'Veon Bell decision as well. But, you know, we do have some breaking news, if you will. Just simply, I was wondering what is one of the questions we'll ask Mick Mixon at 5:02 when it comes to free agency. The Carolina Panthers signed a center this morning on a 3-year contract, Matt Paradis, and it was a nice signing, but everybody was wondering what they will do with Ryan Khalil, because if he was on the roster as of tomorrow, they would have had to give him a $7 million guarantee. Matt Khalil just released by the Carolina Panthers. And, hey, listen, what are you going to do with Cam Newton and shoulder surgery? I couldn't throw a ball 20 yards. I have questions on what Cam can do. The L.A. Raiders just released A.J. McCarron. If you want to win games as the Carolina Panthers, go sign a quarterback that won games in college. You know what I mean? I'm getting laughed at by the Ohio State University back here. So we'll get into that with Mick here, but we're going to talk with our buddy Chris Smith about this St. Patrick's Day parade on Sunday. Also, V's Barbershop, you know, sponsor of our NCAA tournament contest on Sunday. for St. Baldrick's down at the Cancer Survivors Park. If you're out and about, you can go see Twisted Todd, who works for 93.3 The Planet, or our brother Stone Man from Rock 101. They are going to get their hair shaved off on Sunday at the Cancer Survivors Park. So make sure if you're down and around for that, that you can go down there and check that out as well, because there's going to be a lot going on in Greenville. Like I said, tomorrow night, we have no clue. Diesel will prepare for 3 hours, not knowing if we'll do 90 minutes. We're supposed to give way for Clemson Tiger baseball versus Notre Dame, but last I looked at the weather, we're talking about 70% chance or so for rain tomorrow night. So that may end up being turned into a doubleheader on Saturday. So we'll just – things you got to pay attention to right here. But don't forget, you can go follow us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. You can follow us Diesel at Diesel on Radio, me at Sturgis Sports, and of course go to ESPNUpstate.com, get registered for our NCAA bracket contest. But when we come back, like I said, a good friend of mine, we go back and forth, and it's not on politics, it's on the Ohio State University. Plus, we'll talk some NFL free agency signings. The phones are open, 844-GSP ESPN. It is National Pie Day. You can come down and get some pepperoni pie, some cheese pizza from Papa John's, as we're right here at B's Barbershop, 109 West Stone Avenue. Just look for the Strip Shopping Center, Moe's Original Barbecue next door. We'll be back in here in a few minutes. Chris Smith on St. Patrick's Day Parade. Plus, I'm going to tell him why the New York Jets just made the biggest mistake in their career. So welcome back in. We're live here on this Thursday edition at V's Barbershop, 109 West Stone, the shopping center with Moe's Original Barbecue in it. And listen, every once in a while, you know, you go up on your high horse the next segment, you got to lower it back to a certain level, no doubt about it. Is I am joined here by a buddy of mine, Chris Smith, and Chris, I mean, it's Chris when we're out. Do you go by Christopher with your real work job? Because do you realize that I don't even think I saw you with the tie on last night at the funeral home?
No, I actually was on TV. I had an interview with Channel 4 about the parade around 3 o'clock this afternoon, so had to look the part.
All right, so real quickly, again, we're going to get real sports heavy here over the final couple hours. And, of course, so how cool is this place? You were like –
Yeah, this is – I've never seen anything like this before, like I was telling you. I go to Supercuts. I think I found my new place to come. This is awesome.
And when we get,
you can walk in, grab a beer, sit down, get your hair cut, watch sports.
Hot towel.
Hot towel, yeah.
Qualified people to do it. And like they said, they fix $8 haircuts, man. So, all right. So, listen, you were involved with the my high horse moment. I saw you last night. We come walking in. And you and your lovely wife are literally standing in line at McAfee Funeral Home. You want to talk about the slowest moving line. If ever Diesel needed to be there as producer to kind of limit, you know, you had to leave because you had meetings. So I did tell Lynn and Chris Byrne, you know, that you had been in front of us. But you got to know Lynn through the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, so over the past, I'd say like 6 months, myself, Lynn, and a couple other gentlemen, on the parade committee, we've basically gotten together every Thursday morning to put this thing together. And so Saturday, thankfully, hopefully, the weather
you're going to be good. It's going to pour on us for Clemson baseball tomorrow night, so you'll be
that's,
good.
That's fine. It can pour for Clemson. We're having this huge shindig downtown. Parade starts at 11 o'clock. Starts from County Square, goes to Noma Square, where the Hyatt is, and Roost, and a couple other places. And then we have the festival from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Irish food, Guinness, beer, you name it. We're going to have face painting, have a kids zone, bouncy house, all that good stuff.
And the thing is now, after, listen, I mean, there's no tragedy that ever ends in a good story. Tragedy is a word for a reason, but now the day, the parade, everything is going to be in honor of Virginia Byrne, who I know as Jenny Byrne, grew up. I mean, this woman was so unique, you know, and every time I saw her, Mark, man, listen, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. One of these ladies that took special interest in your life, and every time you saw her, made you feel like you were the only person in the room.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be a way to celebrate, because this funeral this morning, the event last night, it was a celebration.
It was.
79 years old. But this will be a great way to kind of round out what has been a long week for everybody involved, from y'all's staff to everyone, and honor a great lady on a what should be a great day after what has been a tough week.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Jenny and her husband, Len, they've done so many things for the city of Greenville over the years, and it's just a tremendous loss to the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, glad that we are able – you know, literally almost a week after the tragic accident, to take the day and make it in honor of her and her memory.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. All right, Christopher Smith is joining me. Chris Smith, 1980 on Twitter. Let me go ahead and tell you, he is a demented New York fan. By that, I mean the Rangers, the Mets, and the Jets, not on top. And then the Ohio State University Buckeyes on top of it. But I wake up yesterday morning to a message from you about Le'Veon Bell.
Absolutely. What a
first
great
of
signing.
All, it was, yeah, because you remember a year ago when he insulted your New York Jets, saying it would take a minimum of $100 million to sign with the New York Jets, and now y'all get him on a 4-year, $52 million guarantee, or $52 million contract, which, don't look at it.
Right.
It's the $35 million guaranteed that only matters, which he would have made that if he had re-signed
with the Steelers
in 2 years. As a, do you like what's going on? Because here's the deal. You got to commit to me that you're going to drop these 20 pounds that you gained here in the last year and a half and go back to being the running back that you were. I think the one thing I figured out of free agency here in the last week is we're with the high-end NFL prospects, they can pull a little bit of the NBA like Antonio Brown did or Le'Veon Bell. My only concern is get serious in the locker room now, because the New York media will eat you alive if you don't go produce now.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no place more awful as a professional sports player in general to play than in front of New York media, and the fans. They hold you up to a higher standard. I think it's great that he signed with the Jets, because Sam Darnold needed a running back or a complementary player to help in his development. This is his second year. You know, they're out there signing players to make this a better football team. And I think Le'Veon Bell, look, is it going to take him a while to get back? Absolutely. Will it take him 4 games? Probably. But I think he can produce the way he did in Pittsburgh.
So what's the next move? Because I personally believe, and I may be wrong production-wise, but you got a good tight end there in Leggett, the former Clemson player.
Yep.
Sharon Peake is a serviceable wide receiver from Dorman, but do you need to go out there and get somebody else as a feature wide receiver to take some of the pressure off? Or does this offense change for the Jets and the fact that we're going to be a little ground and pound, because two of the best running backs in the NFL both play in the same stadium now with Le'Veon Bell and Saquon Barkley?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Jets went out inside the Washington Redskins former wide receiver, Jamison Crowder. So, I mean, that's a good player to bring in as like a number two or number three wide receiver. But, yes, they do need to go out.
You mean the Washington Crimson Tide?
Yeah.
Nine former Alabama players like Dow signed to the White. Is Ken, the owner here, holds up his Obey the Rules Redskins sign here. But, yeah, the only person that can screw up the Redskins and the Cowboys right now are their owners.
Yes, absolutely.
So I like it. Now, I want your opinion on this. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers might have been the biggest winner by subtraction.
I think so.
Because what a massive pain in the ass locker room.
Both of them.
Yeah. Antonio Brown gone, Le'Veon Bell gone. And guess what? You shipped off a lot of attitude to the Cleveland Browns,
yep,
who everybody's like in love with now with Baker Mayfield. Do you realize the train wreck that locker room's getting ready to become between Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr.? Listen, Baker Mayfield is not exactly the most adult person out there to begin with.
Yeah.
You do have Kareem Hunt coming in from the Kansas City Chiefs. And now you look at a second-year running back in Nick Chubb and go, you may be the most mature
adult aspect
of the Cleveland Browns locker room right now.
Nick Chubb's the adult of the locker room. Whoever would have thought that?
Wake up. Feeling day. Okay, all right, Baker Mayfield here. Hey, how's the hot towel on the haircut here at Beast? He says it's absolutely great. So, he says it's worth coming down for. Cool.
See, here we go already with the Browns winning the Super Bowl. I mean,
I really loved for Hard Knocks to find a way to go back to the Cleveland Browns training camp this year. It may be better in Days of Our Lives. Hold on. Let's go back to 80s hairband dramas at night. Knott's Landing, Falcon Crest, Dallas. What was the one that featured all the millionaires with the hot ladies?
You got me. Okay. I'm
Dynasty, thank you.
There you go.
I mean, if this is barbershop conversation, I don't know what is. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, hey, can you hold out one more segment with us and talk a little bit NFL?
I also want to, sit here and talk some Ohio State.
All right, we'll come back with the most overrated odds in the 2020 Heisman Trophy is Justin Fields, Ohio State's quarterback, number 3. Yeah, baby. 844-GSP-ESPN. Don't forget Mick Mixon, voice of the Carolina Panthers at the top of the 5 p.m. hour. Welcome back in. We are having a blast here at V's Barbershop. And, Chris, give me your headset real quick. Okay. I know this is the beauty of live radio, but all right. Cleveland Browns fan standing over here just gets a hot towel and a haircut. First of all, I could sit here and talk about V's all day long and everything. How was your treatment here?
It was great. Yeah, everything about it was nice and exceeded expectation. I just honestly came because I saw the van and ended up needing a haircut. So
well, good.
We are.
Well, thank you. So you're an unabashed Cleveland Browns fan?
Yeah, so to give you a little idea, so I was born in Cleveland, lived here my whole life. I've seen or been to every minute of the Cleveland Browns since 1999.
I love the moves they made. I'm just wondering if they're – number one, there's only one football. Number two, can all this mesh in the locker room? I tell you what. I love Freddie Kitchens. I went to Alabama. You know, talk about the worst-looking quarterback when it came to size. I mean, dude played with a beer barrel here underneath his pads. I love what he's doing about, I want to know these guys. I want to get them to know them personally and whatnot, because you can't be critical of your own players unless they trust you.
Yeah, here's the thing that I love about him is there's personality that goes in leadership, and leadership is not something anyone can get up in front of a bunch of men and give them cliche statements and say, follow me into war. You have to have people who believe in you.
Yep.
And everything I've seen of how they follow Freddie Kitchens is that he leads that way. People will follow him. And he's got the perfect quarterback for the AFC North in Baker Mayfield. And you have that, it doesn't matter how many superstars you have on your team, because those guys believe in a vision.
Well, listen, now call in, give us some we got an unabashed – we're getting ready to trash a different Ohio team here, so I felt like I better take the high road.
Who are we trashing here?
Ohio State.
Well, I'm a Buckeye fan, too, so
O-H-I-O.
Go ahead.
Hang on, Sloop. Okay, put the headset on. We got another one.
Serge, I got a question. If the SEC is so great, why did Justin Fields die to get out of it so quickly?
Because he couldn't beat out Jake Fromm, the starting quarterback at the University of Georgia. And here is what y'all got to deal with.
Yeah,
go back and look at the YouTube video of Justin Fields leaving the field in Columbia after the South Carolina game, pissed off. All I got to do was hand off the ball, blah, 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 blah. It was about him and not a 41-15 win or whatever it was. Listen, the guy's talented, but you can't sit here and sell me, number one, he's now the third highest bet for the upcoming Heisman Trophy. I got to see if he can beat this freshman out that everybody keeps telling me about that don't turn your back on in Ryan Day's first year.
That's true. Well, the thing you need to know about Ohio State football is the best move they made was letting Tate Martell go to Miami, because that guy was the diva that everyone wants Justin Fields to be. And Fields is going to be able to get the ball to all of our young playmakers. And listen, we have more speed at Ohio State than anyone is willing to ever say. And if you don't believe me, just go check out the combine.
Well, no offense, but Tate Martell reminded me of Baker Mayfield.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, listen, when you were 18, 19, what kind of things did you do?
Yeah.
Paul Kills is a good friend of mine and been on this show multiple times. Met him down met him at the National Sports Media Association a bit, and so you ought to be real happy as the voice of the Cleveland Browns. Is he Cleveland or Cincinnati? I'm sorry.
Jim Donovan is Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he's Cincinnati, but Paul Kills, the voice of Ohio State, has always been. So what are you making now that, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and Fox Sports has decided they're going to go do their own game day kind of show? Which, no offense, game day's got a 20-year advance on you, but Urban Meyer's going to be kind of the ringer on the set when it comes to the new Fox Sports game day show, if you will. I still maintain that's the best thing that happens to Ryan Day. He's right. Not sitting there in Columbus every single week, because
looking
as soon as you have a bad second yep. half with a new head coach, yep. bring Urban Meyer back.
That's yeah. yeah, all the fans are just – well, they'll start with that's the first thing that'll come out. All right, we need Urban back. This guy Day doesn't know what he's doing. But I think that is one of the best things that happened, because I think he's not going to turn around and look over his shoulder every single minute and turn around and have to worry about Urban lurking.
I never want to be the guy that follows the legend.
Right.
I want to be the guy that follows the legend and says, I can't do this crap anymore. That's why Clemson fans, don't worry, Dabo Swinney's not leaving Clemson to go replace Nick Saban in Alabama.
There's going to be the guy after.
There's going to be a Mike Shula or a Mike Price in there for 2 years that gets run the hell out of Tuscaloosa before Dabo Swinney ever did. And I don't think he'll ever take that job. I think if Dabo ever leaves Clemson, he's got one shot at the NFL. I think that intrigues him somewhere. But it's not for a while.
Well, he doesn't have to do that, because he's got Clemson by the ringer. No
oh, dude, he's got the best quarterback. Y'all talk about Justin Fields. I'm a Bama guy. We've got Tua, the best college quarterback in this country, and it ain't close as Trevor Lawrence down at Clemson University.
I've actually heard other fans saying they want to tank for Trevor Lawrence for the next 2 years, and that's incredible when you talk about a freshman 18-year-old guy. To be able to come in and have the culture of an NFL team.
And he's
like
just, if you've ever met my boss, Mark Hendricks at Intercon, he is like, you dial up cool, calm, and collected on Google, and Mark Hendricks' picture comes up right underneath. It's probably Trevor Lawrence. The kid doesn't get fazed by anything.
No.
But, you know, these kids are now coming in at 19 years old, having started 4 years in high school, all this 7-on-7 stuff. So they're a lot more prepared for stepping in at the college level now than they've ever been in the past. So.
Yeah, but he went up against a Bama team that no one thought – I mean, they were talking about beating NFL teams, and he looked like he was playing against Riverside High School over here, which is where I went. So.
Watch it.
Hey, that's all
right. My wife's a Riverside grad as well. I maintain one of the best things in life is consistency. You know, if you're a parent – you know, be consistent. If you're a boss, be consistent. That person learns how to deal with you. And I do think the chaos of losing coordinator after coordinator after a coordinator caught up with Alabama. Mm. And Clemson went out there, and they prepared, and they played well, and the rest is history.
Starts culture. Culture is everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for hanging out for
absolutely
a little bit.
Best
of luck. You know the number, 844-GSP-ESPN, or find out where we come hang out, and you can talk some demented. We got another demented Ohio State fan and Corey up there at our little hangout. But
they say demented, they mean champion.
Yes,
it's weird.
Exactly.
Wait a second. Don't go champion when you're 0-5 against the state of South Carolina between Clemson and the Gamecocks. Sorry, I had to do that.
My Clemson graduate brother reminds me all the time.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
appreciate
exactly.
the time, man. Thank
all
you
right,
guys.
Buddy. Thanks for coming by V's and having a great haircut. All
good.
Right, so real quickly, again, before we get out of here, Chris, y'all are going to be down, again, starts at County Square, makes its way down Main Street to the Hyatt.
And ends at Noma Square. And
please
then
do us a favor, though. We're honoring this lady who was run over by a drunk driver. Let's call a cab, call Lyft, call Uber, or call Chris Smith, and we'll give you a ride home, because –
Let's not celebrate. Actually, if you talk about Lyft, rumor has it we're going to be able to give free Lyft rides from downtown.
Let's not celebrate a tragedy by having another tragedy. I guess that's my point of it all. But, Chris, I appreciate everything you do. I love being able to hang out. You know where we are. You can actually tell Chris did some sports talk radio back in the day. Maybe we will get him on again. But I will challenge you guys. Go follow him on Twitter at ChrisSmith1980.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. What's the 1980 part?
That's the year I was born.
All right, because I'm like, you didn't graduate high school in 80.
'98. Okay. 98.
All right. Well, listen, here's the deal. Carolina Panthers, you buy in there becoming the Carolina Panthers? You saw the news yesterday.
Yeah. They're looking to
– They're moving to York or Lancaster.
Yeah. And I know I saw McMaster was on TV today talking about them helping build a new complex, and I know there's something. He was saying something in the tax law where because they're not residents.
AOC's gonna get upset. Sorry, man. This is fantasy money that it never changes hands. You know what I mean? So there's tax breaks involved. All right. So here's the deal. Mick Mixon, the voice of the Panthers, yeah. Also. The last question with Mick is going to be an argument. What's the best ever band from Chapel Hill? Mick's an old drummer, played in a band called the Franklin Street Band. I'm going to give you a little hint. We're going to bring him on the air in the next segment with a band called Dylan Fence. Okay. I don't know if y'all remember I Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Of course.
But there's a reference. Listening to a little Dylan sitting on a fence, and that is to that Chapel Hill band, Dylan Fence. We'll come back with that and our buddy Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.